I have never seen any handicap that made excellence impossible. Although excellence may be difficult, it's always possible in at least one area of my life. I can work around my physical limitations using the power of my mind. Even when my mind is trapped in a body full of limitations, it's still free to pursue excellence, as long as I am alive and have the ability to think. Excellence is within my grasp. Each limitation that I adopt is a choice I make about what is possible. It doesn't matter if my challenges are large or small. Limitations first happen in my mind, and I must decide whether I will accept or reject the ones I find there. The only absolute limit I will ever face happens on the day I die. Until then, I won't place limits on worthwhile objectives before I try to make them happen. I will live as if my dreams are possible. I will act as if I cannot fail. God gave us a lifetime to test our limitations and to live His dream for our life. God created a beautiful world and populated it with life, and then He gave it to us for our enjoyment. He also put an eternal spirit inside us, and we have the privilege of living as one of His children. That's why some of us call Him Father. God is on our side and has our best interests at heart. He has a powerful and positive dream for our life, and if we get in agreement with Him, that dream can actually come true. But there's a catch. The only way for that dream to come true is for us to test our limitations. God doesn't have any limitations. All of them belong to us. To the extent that we cling to our limitations, to that degree, we limit the ability of God to work a miracle in our life. It's incumbent on us to step up to the front and test every limitation found in our mind. We must relentlessly look past our limitations and act as if we cannot fail. That's the only way we can break through to the awesome future that God has in store for us. We have a choice. If we cling to our limitations, we miss out on God's best. If we test our limitations and break through them, God works a miracle in our life. You can look at tests in two different ways. You can regard tests as obstacles that prevent you from living your dreams, or you can look at them as the stepping stones to your dreams. Most people regard tests as obstacles. Every test that comes their way stresses them out because they know that this is the test that will keep their dreams from coming true. Each test becomes a life and death struggle, and if they fail, they are finished. Their lives are over. Their dreams will go up in smoke. Successful people look at tests as stepping stones and launching pads that make their dreams possible. They don't dread them. They look forward to them because when they pass the test, they will be one step closer to actually living their dreams. Tests always ask the same question: are you willing to do whatever it takes to make your dreams come true? If you answer in the affirmative, then you pass the test. If you have great dreams for your life, then prepare for the tests that are coming your way. The bigger your dreams, the bigger the test you will face. When you run from a test, you run from your dreams. When a test comes your way, step up to the plate and start swinging. If you keep swinging, it won't be long before you get a hit or maybe even make a home run. You need to remember that this is only a test.